By now, most people know that almonds use a lot of water, about 1 gallon per nut. Most growers in the valley are relying on groundwater even more this year because their surface water supplies have been largely cut off due to the drought. But as Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, that brings a different problem altogether, one that an almond doctor is trying to solve.
Brothers Paul and David Pereira ship over 30 million pounds of almonds around the globe each year from Arpac Almonds, south of Los Banos on the west side of the valley. They process so many almonds that their crew is still working with the last of the 2014 crop. Here's Paul.
Basically, what it's sorting out are the ones that are split. They would either go, you know, maybe into an almond butter or an almond milk product.
This year, because of the drought, the Pereiras have a problem, which may come as a surprise to some. I'm talking about salt. Not the salt added to make roasted almonds savory, but salt in groundwater killing trees.
The trees just, they don't look healthy. Everybody's watering at the minimum levels with high salinity water. It's a double-edged sword.
High salinity levels in groundwater used for agriculture on the west side of Central California is commonplace. But this year, the issue is compounded. Many farmers have a zero allocation of surface water from the Delta. These farmers are forced to irrigate with salty groundwater, and the little water they receive from the Sacramento Delta is also high in things like salt.
Without any adequate rainfall to move those salts down through the soil, there's just no way for us to move those salts. Not only is it staying there, we're adding to it because of the poor quality coming through the Delta.
The brothers and I visit a nearby orchard solely irrigated by salty groundwater. The view is pretty dismal.
This tree is screwed. You can actually see out on the end of this branch where the tree has tried to re-leaf. You see these small, tender leaves where it defoliated completely and now has tried to leaf out again.
That's crunchy.
The problem of salinity isn't just an issue for almond growers on the west side of the valley. That's why the Almond Board of California has a focused effort on salinity. Bob Curtis is the board's director of agricultural affairs.
Water quality and quantity are very big issues for us, and to that end, we are funding research on updating the impacts of salinity on almond tree growth and productivity.
That research will help farm advisors across the region educate growers on the issue. Curtis also says crop yields for almonds statewide are projected to go down by 4% this year, mostly because of effects of the drought. Fallowed land, smaller almonds, and salt. One of those farm advisors is David Dahl.
We've been seeing this increasing problem over the past couple of years due to the lack of winter rain of sodium burn or salt burn on leaves.
He's a farm advisor with a UC Cooperative Extension based in Merced, but he's better known as the Almond Doctor.
We are pulling up to the orchard. This is actually about 3 miles just south of Livingston, California.
7 years ago, Dahl realized there are very few resources for almond farmers on how to grow safely and efficiently. So he started a blog called The Almond Doctor. Today, there are 9 almond doctors across the state, and his blog is considered a hidden gem to the industry. Dahl is diagnosing an orchard in Merced County where the effects of salty groundwater are evident.
From a distance, you can see at these trees, they're just lacking the color that we normally would expect. It's a little bit of a lime green. It's just not that dark green. And as we look down the row, we can even see a little bit of a bronze tinge kind of on the outside canopy of the trees.
In Merced, the issue isn't just salty groundwater. The kicker is pre-existing salt-laden soil. Almond trees have a threshold for how much salt they can take in. The trees fight toxicity as long as they can, but at some point they give up and salt wins. Dahl says the answer to save the trees is to dilute the potency of salt in groundwater.
Rain will do it naturally for us. But if we don't get rain, we've been encouraging farmers to actually fill the profile with irrigation water, whatever they can, by December. And then hopefully the rain we do get will help aid in the flushing of that salt below the root system of the tree.
But if rain doesn't come, Dahl says to expect a shrinking California almond crop in the years to come. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.